My name is Maggie.
Hi, Maggie. I'm Julie. I'm from Redmond Police.
Nice to meet you. My question is about you. The bio that they submitted for you is about your interest in using humor in everyday life situations. And this is particularly interesting to me because I believe that cops could benefit from improv training. And so my question to you is, how do you see improv training being applicable in crisis situations specifically?
Oh, I think it would be critical and a lot of fun. So I joke all the time when I'm training new officers that I learned a lot of my tips and tactics in high school drama. Learning how to handle flub lines, learning how to go with the flow when a prop breaks, learning how to really improvise when you're dealing with situations, which I think is a lot of what officers are doing out in the field, because we're doing day-to-day personal interactions. And if you can think quickly and change a topic or diffuse a situation with humor, it does amazing things. And we had talked earlier, there's a lot of different ways to have authority. And walking in and yelling at people is one way to do it, but it's typically not very successful. Sometimes the situation dictates that, right? That's what is needed. But more often than not, if you can walk in a situation and use humor to diffuse everybody, you've got everybody on your side now. You've treated everyone like a person. There's, as long as you're using humor that's respectful, right? You're not insulting people. You've got everyone turning towards you. Everyone's calming down to see what's going to happen next, and that is ultimate authority, right? Because you can now dictate a scene that's maybe an incredibly tense domestic violence situation. Maybe it's someone dealing with a mental health crisis. If you can get everyone to stop and pause and look around them, then you can reset the mood and move forward in a way that's safer for everybody. Diffusing and de-escalation are critical, and humor is a big part of that. And I love improv personally because that yes and, right? And I heard someone else making that joke earlier, the yes and. That's such a big part of police work. Tell me what's going on, and then let's move on it. Let's go forward. And then you're a team all of a sudden. You're problem solving with the citizens together, if that makes sense.
Yes, and do you think that the culture of police work is amenable to the yes and process of, rather than just taking control of a situation, allowing the person, the civilian, to have a say in the conversation as well? Maybe you give them a little, you say, yes, you might not agree with what they're doing or saying, but you give them the respect of listening and saying, okay, well, given that you feel that way, here's this. Using yes and, do you think, fit with the majority of police culture?
I think that's what we do every day. I think that's what people don't see. It's all about that selling point, though. If I were to walk into a room and tell an officer, we're going to do improv comedy and it's going to make you a better cop, I might get a lot of pushback. But if I go into a room and say, you remember what you did on that call when you got that entire group of teenagers were on a drug complaint and they were all laughing and we resolved it and everyone was safe and we had a nice legal resolution, the officer's going to go, oh, yeah, that's what we're here to talk about today. Because that's what officers are doing every day. Any successful officer knows how to talk to people. So it's all about how you sell something, because we're doing improv in every interaction we're having with people. Some people are really good at it. Some people work at it. So I think if I walk in the room and say, we're doing comedy today, I might get a little pushback. But if I walk in the room and say, we're going to do what Joe did on that call last week, everyone's going to go, I want to know what Joe did.
Because they saw it work.
Yes. And nobody got hurt. We diffused a situation, perhaps even arrested people, and nobody got hurt that day, and we were able to do our jobs.
What you're doing is very similar to what doctors, physicians do, because they have to improvise all the time. And it makes me wonder if you sometimes feel like you're a cross between a healer and a police officer.
I think that police officers today are a cross between pretty much every profession you could think of, and we have common ground with so many professions. Teachers, other educators, journalists have a lot in common with police officers, especially emergency medical people have a lot in common with police officers, so definitely. Society asks a lot of us, and I go to one call and I'm working with a mental health patient who's in crisis, and then on the next call I'm applying bandages on a traffic collision, and then on the next call I'm helping someone raise their child, and then on the next call I'm arresting a shoplifter. So, thank you, Maggie.
Thank you, Julie. That was great.